Hi everyone and welcome to today's daily teaching and happy Tuesday also. I hope you had a lovely long weekend if you're in Ireland, and if you're in other parts of the world, I hope you had a great Monday. So this week we are talking about how to increase our self-esteem and self-belief. Thank you so much for all of your texts yesterday. I think it's the biggest number of texts I've got in response to asking for you to get in touch with me. And it was really interesting to hear the areas of your life that you felt like you haven't in the past progressed in or aren't currently progressing in due to a lack of self-belief. And it's really funny that a lot of our emotional aspects of ourselves or deeper emotional things that are going on, sometimes we don't relate them to areas of our life. We feel that maybe we don't have self-esteem because we don't feel good enough, which is a huge part, or we don't feel deserving of things. And then it's interesting to see how that filters out to the rest of our life and how that can start kind of like a domino effect and also can create a timeline that goes on and on and on. So really interesting thoughts. And if you didn't get a chance yesterday to really sit down and write out the answers to the questions I asked, do take a few minutes today to do that. So today I wanted to look at a couple of ways that we can start working on increasing our self-belief, because self-belief is a huge aspect in terms of really valuing yourself, believing in yourself, obviously, and being able to allow yourself to go for what you want. When we have a lack of self-belief or a lack of self-esteem, we tend to do things that are detrimental to our progression. We might give too much of ourselves because we believe that we don't deserve enough, so we have to give all of the time. We might also, like I was mentioning there, not have the confidence to see through the things that we want to see through. We might get into bad relationships that are quite destructive to us and quite toxic because, again, we don't have the boundaries that might be necessary due to a lack of self-belief and so much more. But today it's just to talk about ways in which you can look at changing that energy. And like anything, nothing can be changed overnight. It's a process. So the first thing I always say when teaching around anything like this is be gentle with yourself. Start to look at your self-belief and your self-esteem as aspects of you. They may not be in the place where you want them to be right now, but they're definitely things that can improve. I always think of parts of myself that I might struggle with. So whether it's self-esteem or self-belief, maybe I have a really worrisome part of me that gets very anxious and very fearful. And I literally just imagine it as another version of myself. So I see myself in front of me and I see myself in that fear state. And I just welcome myself and say, it's okay to be in that state. And it's okay to be a part of me. I don't try and fight against it because, as the saying goes, what we resist persists. So we'll just keep staying in that state. And that's actually one of the first things to do to look at your self-belief, and particularly the areas you might have discovered yesterday when answering that question, is to realize that you are not your circumstances. So the situations, the things that have happened to you in your life, the circumstances you might be finding yourself involved in right now are just that, they're circumstances. They do not define you. They do not measure how good you are or how bad you are. They are not anything like that. They are just simply creations, manifestations, and things that are outside of your control that are going on at this time. A lot of times when we get stuck in periods of patterns where circumstances can be difficult, we start to actually identify ourselves as those circumstances. So an example of this is, I know over pretty much since 2014, I've gone through a huge amount of stress, probably the most compacted and longest period of stress that I've ever had. It just seemed to have gone on and on and on. And here we are at the end of 2018. It's definitely got a lot better, say, this year and a bit of last year, but all of the things aren't completely resolved yet. And what I was finding over the last number of months is getting completely frustrated with the continuing energy around that it's still there and still showing up. And what I realized last week, I did a fantastic session of tapping with this wonderful lady called Sarah Tobin. And what I realized in the session with her is so much of it was interlinked. So for the last 4 years, I have been trying for a baby. For the last 4 years, I've been moving in a slightly different direction in work. Over the last 4 years, my husband took redundancy and went back to college and is now coming back out to look for employment. A lot of circumstances changed in our life and around us, a lot of family things that were going on that were quite stressful, financial aspects that were quite stressful. And what I suppose happened is I just started to believe that because these things were going on for so long, that they nearly were just the way my life was going to be. And I was blaming myself a lot and saying, oh, this is me. I've like manifested this or created it. And what I realized just on Friday is that they are literally just that. They are circumstances. And that if I don't get the belief back in myself and recognize and detach myself and see them just as it is, that I'll just stay here for another 4 years and I'll be talking about this in 2022, which I absolutely do not want to be. The second thing to be able to work on increasing your self-belief is to be able to kind of look outside of yourself for a moment. So sometimes something really good to do is to help other people. Now, one of the things I talked about a few minutes ago is that when you have a lack of self-belief, sometimes you can struggle with your boundaries or end up in toxic relationships. So I'm not talking about helping other people to your own detriment. Look outside of your normal circle and your normal environment. Is there someone you could volunteer with? Is there someone you could give a helping hand to? Is there somebody in work that you don't even know that well that might need a little bit of mentoring? And what it's doing is it's getting you outside of your head. It's getting you to put energy into something else, and also it can motivate you to feel good in yourself. Sometimes when we focus in on somebody else's energy and helping them progress, we actually realize the skills and the talents that we have, which can increase our self-belief, but it also can help us to feel good within ourselves. So that's also something to think about. And another very gentle thing that you can do to start to increase your self-belief is actually to exercise. Getting out there, having a walk, or doing something that you enjoy. One, exercise creates endorphins, but two, when you're doing exercise and something that you like, it actually is some time out for yourself. So it can help with clearing the mind and clearing the mind of stress that might be compounding or impacting this lack of self-belief that you have. Or it can actually help you just to come out of your head again. It's like a sense of meditation to do something different. I know for me, I started aqua aerobics classes recently and I just love it. I feel so good after it. I feel so good that I've done something I enjoy. I feel good in my body for exercising. The endorphins are going. I sleep better after it. There's like so many different reasons. Now, you might be thinking, well, these are all very simplistic things and they're not getting to the core of where my self-belief is coming from. Absolutely, they're not. And that's what we're going to be looking at over the rest of the week. I just wanted to start off with something gentle. So yesterday was getting you to look at how it's impacted your life, what areas it's impacted your life in, having this lack of self-belief or not enough self-belief in yourself. Today is looking at very simple ways that you can start from today, literally, to be able to start to think differently and have a different perspective and mind yourself. So we're talking about realizing you're not your circumstances, looking at how can you help somebody else, mentor somebody else, or give to somebody else, and also exercising, getting out and bringing that feel-good energy in. So as we move through the rest of the week, we're going to be looking more at maybe where this self-belief and lack thereof started, where it came from, and how you can overcome that on an emotional level. I want to keep these teachings gentle as well, because I don't want to trigger anyone. And obviously, I've always said that this is not a replacement for any type of therapy, counselling, psychiatric therapy, or going to see a psychotherapist or anything like that. This is a very gentle, supportive tool. So it's important for me to make sure that you're minded in this as well. So think about those things for today. Is there anything you could do out of those three steps that you could start, like I said, today or tomorrow? And I look forward to progressing with you through the week as we start to look at how we can increase our self-belief and our self-esteem more. Have a beautiful Tuesday.